Hey, Junkette, how you been, man?
What's going on, Blaze, man? It's been a hot minute. Do we even... I don't know.
Man, I thought you were gonna, like, you know, quit and stop doing the podcast, man. I haven't heard you for such a long time. You've been sick. You've got so much stuff going on. I had stuff going on. It's been insane since ever we've done the charity stream, which was amazing, by the way.
Yeah, super. Super amazing.
Anyways, I think we should just, you know, do a recording, say hi to people, and say what's up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, especially it's tough to catch you since you're so famous now, but, you know, that's another thing, so.
We'll talk about it in the podcast.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. Do you want to do the intro, or you want me to do the intro?
I'll do it this time because, you know, you're always doing it, and I know you're amazing at it, but I want to give it a try. Maybe people like it, you know?
They probably will like it better, so. All right, I'll start recording in 3-0. Blaze, my bad. I've actually been recording this whole time.
Just keep rolling. Just roll the intro. Let's just say hi to people.
Cue the intro.
Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request! Hey, there's a friend request! Hey, there's a friend request!
All right, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
All right, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast. I present to you myself, of course, and the bald, the beautiful, the bearded, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful man from Florida, Mr. Junkhead. Welcome, Junkhead, to the podcast that you created yourself.
Sorry, I was drinking coffee at that time.
Again.
Accepting coffee sponsorships at all times. So what's going on, Blaze, man? It's been a good minute. And
how long has it been? It's been August, right? Like ending July, we did our last podcast,
beginning
right?
of August, actually.
Okay. Who was our last guest?
Please,
people, remind us. We're old. We forget stuff. Anyways, we did do an awesome month of August streaming on the Twitch channel. If you guys don't follow it yet, what's the name? It's like super long, Bobby. Yeah,
Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast. That's what it is. It's Fraggin' and Laggin'.
Twitch.tv/ Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast. Couldn't you like pick a shorter name like FL podcast or something? No.
I should have, but I just... we'll talk about this later.
First of all, the people that were there, thank you very much for all the support. Thank you for being in chat there. Thank you for helping us raise more than $2,000 again for Save the Children. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And we're back. We had some stuff going on in our lives. We both took a break. I had a beautiful daughter being born in September, on the 13th of September. She's a beautiful baby girl now, so Tyler's not alone anymore. And I had some work.
Kings in Xbox terms. King's Wish. Was it King's Wish?
I think it's King's Dream, no?
King's Dream Achievement Unlocked, and it would go across the scene like an Xbox scene, you know.
For first a boy, then a girl.
So, yeah, and you guys, by no means, people that are dedicated, have listened to the podcast, we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's just that Blaze and I, we decided that we were going to take a little bit of a break for one when his daughter was born, you know, we just wanted to take some time because we've been...
Yeah, and somebody really, bought a boat, you know? Yeah, somebody was fishing and stuff like that. It wasn't me.
A lot of fishing. You know, you had a daughter, a beautiful daughter. Thankfully, she looks like mommy.
And you got a boat.
And I got a boat. So, you know, we just want to, because when it's podcast season for us, it's really... Like, we sacrifice a lot of our personal, you know, our personal content for the podcast, and we just wanted people, we should have been more informative for you guys, because I know we've gotten messages, when's you guys going to start recording again, and all that kind of stuff, and we're like, this was our chance, like for me personally, to really concentrate on my own personal stuff, and most importantly, I'm more happy with the stuff that you were doing, Joachim, you know?
It's been a crazy time for both of us in the end, you know?
Or as the kids would say, cray cray, no sus, no cap. So
you know what they call me nowadays in the Belgium streamer community?
Please tell me they call you the diva. Please.
No, Daddy Blaze. I'm Daddy. They're like, you're the oldest streamer in Belgium. You're Daddy Blaze. You've been through it all. You've lived it all. You've achieved so many stuff. You're Daddy Blaze. You're the daddy of the Belgian Twitch community. I'm like, in a way, I'm like, no, I'm not a daddy, but yeah, I am a daddy in the end. Yeah. And secondly, I'm like, in the end, I kind of can be proud because people do say nice stuff and acknowledge that stuff happened, that I did stuff that was crazy back then, you know. And I never stand, how you say that in English, I never really think about it. I did enjoy all those moments, but I never thought about at that point how crazy it was what I was achieving for a dude from a small country in Europe and getting all up there on Twitch and being at the TwitchCon and doing crazy stuff and the dream hacks and all of that, you know. So, but like nowadays when people ask me about it and talk about it to me, and they all the young guys that stream now on Twitch in Belgium, they go like, dude, what you've achieved, that's a dream for me, you know. I'm like, yeah, true.
I mean, I think like we've seen like podcasts being born based on what our concept was, you know, and like where people would be like, oh, they're just doing our style. We're like, no, dude, it's you create the podcast, the content that you wanted, and we're just doing something that both you and I wanted to do. And if it spawns other people with the same concept, I feel like you know, I think our goal was really to not only bring podcast content, I mean, with this podcast, not necessarily content creators or streamers and stuff. It's a chance for them to tell their story. And we're seeing other people do the same concept. And I'm like, yeah, we did that. And, but, you know, we feel like we are podcast papas, you know, for other people that are doing the same concept and the same premise. And
I mean, you get this series now on TikTok that I really like. And I'm like, look at what, like, you tell stories there that I didn't even know, that we never talked about. And I'm like, look at what Junkhead actually achieved, you know, even though you're like, I'm nothing compared to you, Blaze, but you've achieved stuff, you know. You've been an esports manager, and in your TikToks you talk about it, and I see so many people commenting on it and like talking about it and wanting more stories about it. In the end, you've seen it from the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and you've done it from the other side. And now you're on the content creation side. You know?
And I'm still learning, you know. And I think after a year, I think my Twitch account's been around for 6 years. I'm finally starting to do what people that are just starting out now are doing. And it's like, you know, and like we've talked about it so much, just me and you not recording, just sitting in a Discord or sitting on the phone. Yes, because we talk on the phone, people. Even we're international.
We WhatsApp, you know, like modern stuff, and we send each other dick pics. No, that's a joke.
Yeah,
that's
he sends dick pics. Mute.
Like this, mute. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's, I kind of, I haven't done that. I haven't recorded an episode for that series on the talk, and I probably need to. I think I'm on episode 10, but I haven't, because it's so different. It is so different, that side. I don't think anybody realizes it. And it's a different mentality you have to look at, you know. But, you know, enough about that. Enough about me. And, but yeah, going back to what we were saying, excuse me. It's like we wanted to take a little bit of a break because it allowed me to really try to get into doing more serious content and progressing to achieve my, because everyone has these goals that they want to achieve. Like me for 2022, I have two goals that I want to achieve.
And grow hair again?
That's a
third one.
I'll keep it that secret. I'm going to get a toupee just to be like with a ponytail.
They have hair implants. They can like take hair from somewhere else and like put it on top of your head.
You have to have hair from otherwhere else.
I mean, if you take your armpits, you'll have like curly hair.
But that would stink, you know.
Put deodorant on your.
You guys, if but, I cough up so much, but like my personal.
By the way, did you get your Spotify like yearly recap thing? Because I saw a few people that posted that we were their most watched podcast.
Yes, yes, and if you guys,
one of our friends, Numbskull, was there one, you know, and there were a few others, and I was like, oh, damn man, they're listening, they're listening.
Yeah,
we know that you're listening, but the thing is, it's so nice to see that people share that and. And that people actually think we have interesting stuff to say, you know, us two old geezers, like they would say in the U of K.
The U of K. To this day, it has to. It cracks me up when he's like, I don't know how you say this in English. I mean, because people, you guys should know that, you know, Dutch is the language that Blaze speaks, Flemish. So. But he's been streaming and doing so much as a trendsetter from this little country of 11 million people, which may seem like a lot, but if you put it in perspective, that's like the population of like New York here in the States. He's been doing it so long in English, and he always be like, I don't know how we say it in how you say it in English. And I was like, well, Blaze. And that's the one thing I've always respected about the Dutch streaming community. Is that they speak, you guys speak really good English, you know, compared to other countries and, you know.
Well, but, English is like mandatory when you were 12 years old at school. So, but there's a big difference between, you know, certain levels of English and what degree you had, you
well,
know.
Well, like, it's like, but it
you, old I've man a, coughing. Yeah. Because, for example, on my degree, I also learned German when I was 14, you know. We learned so many languages, and plus in my country there's three official languages. There's Dutch, French, and German. There's a small part of Germany that we took after the World War that we got like gifted because of all the damages they did to our country.
Here's a little slice of your own country.
Yeah, but that's that when they redesigned the European map after World War II, they gave a part of Germany to France, to Belgium, and to other countries around them to pay for the damages in a way, you know. So that part is still their official language is still German. We respect that, and we took it as a third official language in my country, which makes that a lot of people in my country also are able to speak a certain amount of German, like I am, and French I just learned because my grandma spoke a lot of French with me when I was a little kid, so I learned it, you know. Speaking Dutch and English is such a difference. The good thing is I've done English for years, right? I've done it for almost 10 years now in content creation. So if you would listen to my English 10 years ago compared to now, it's a big difference. You always keep learning, you know. But streaming in my own language, it feels way more natural. Also the yelling. Surly the yelling.
Yeah. I mean, he still says his catchphrase. Suck dick. I hate you. Yeah, so. But I mean, it's like we wanted to take a break. Like for me personally, like I wanted to like really, I realized as a content creator, like when we started out, there was what Twitter and Twitch, like for promoting. That you're going live, you know, and building. Like now there's so many more.
When
outlets.
I started, you didn't even have Discord. You had TeamSpeak.
Yeah.
And I do remember that I was already a Twitch partner, and the people from Discord were like at TwitchCon, and they're like, we're this new thing and it's going to be better and this and that. And as a Twitch partner, you can get immediately a Discord partner and, you know, all that. So I started using Discord, and it was so much more than just TeamSpeak that, of course, it blew up, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and I think like what I'm learning now is that there's so many different outlets that I'm not taking advantage of when
didn't you start using YouTube shorts as well?
I do is YouTube shorts now, because no one
really.
Yeah, I mean, unless I think, in my opinion, because I finally did it, Blaze. I hit my goal for the year, 200 subscribers on YouTube. I know.
GGs.
So, but like, I think that like YouTube Shorts, especially since with the technology behind mobile devices, like it's so easy to post your content across the board. Like, I'm starting to get into using Hover, you know, because in a way I think everything, like, you know, like Blaze has taught me, everything should kind of like focus to one direction, which is, you know, your stream. So, but yeah, my YouTube Shorts are, you know, it's nice to look. And although I'm very upset is that my last YouTube Short with the red card did not do good at all.
That's I don't get anything. So. Yeah, so,
but then I'll post
You're better at those things than me.
But it's so weird because, like, Blaze, I mean, what is your subscriber count on the YouTube?
I should check. I don't know. I actually really need to check because I don't use YouTube that often. I used to use it a lot, but there you go, 5K apparently.
Yeah, so, like, it's like there's so many different outlets as far as creating content. And, like, when we took this break, that's what I said to myself. I wanted to achieve my goal of getting 200 subscribers on YouTube. I did it. And then I'm happy, you know, and then I'm still learning and building the community. And I think I'm more happy with what you've accomplished and what's happened to you here recently, you know. And, like, I've been telling Blaze is that, like, I've said this is going to be the year where people will really rediscover you. And then there's going to be a lot of people that have never, you know, knew who you were. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, dude, I was impacted by Joaquin Blaze. He was a.
You mean because I started streaming in Dutch, or
I'm sorry, because when you switched over to Dutch, I was like your biggest supporter. It and we always talk about it. We always game together, and it's tough because, like, you know, I'm in the States, but your stream schedule was based on, like, what I was kind of doing my time wise, you know. And like when we started this podcast, I wasn't working at the time, so it was easier. But, you know, now that, you know, I'm back to work, you're working, your family's growing, you know, it was the best thing that I think you could have done for you. Because in the end, whenever you do something, I want you to do it for you, you know, and just like, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Well, then we took this break that allowed Blaze to really put his thing down, you know. And I knew once FFA 22 came out that you were going to be gone forever, you know, in a way, because I know that's your thing. Because, like I said, you used to play Warzone. That was a game that you streamed exclusively, Warzone. And now,
I mean, it was kind of a genre that I was streaming a lot, and that was Battle Royale. Since I started H1Z1. I've constantly played different kind of Battle Royale games that came out, you know, even the Fortnite I did. I've tried the Battlefield version of, like, last year of Battle Royale. What else have we? There were so many. There, like, Fear the Wolves was one. And there's so many. Ring of Elysium, if you remember that game. There's so many games that came out that were Battle Royale genres. Even Apex, I grinded it for months and months. And the funny thing is, my, like, guy that I used to play with every freaking day, Shift FPS, became, after I quit and a few months later, because he was insanely good, he's now the biggest Apex streamer around, you know, and he's from the UK. And he's so good, you know, and I'm happy for him. And, you know, I just kept rediscovering different type of Battle Royales. And then I really liked the previous Battle Royale from Call of Duty before Warzone.
Blackout,
because there you didn't have a loadout. You had more the H1Z1 kind of vibe, you know. You had to, like, find guns, pick them up, find attachments around the map. And, you know, like, that's... For me, the concept of Battle Royale is still you drop on a map with nothing, just some shoes and some clothes, right?
Yeah.
You find your guns along the way, scavenging places, and you got to survive while doing that. And if you're in bad luck and you drop and there's four people around you dropping and you don't have the right gun, you're dead.
Yeah, I mean,
That was H1Z1 for me. And I could find that in Blackout. I could find that in a few other games, but I cannot find that in Warzone. And okay, I like Warzone. I like the speed of the game, you know?
Yeah.
But in a way, there's no... that part of looting is gone. You still loot, but it's different.
Yeah, you got the loadout part.
You got the I can buy somebody back part. You know, I liked in H1Z1 if you were stupid and you were playing a trios or squads or whatever, you died. You fucking died, and you had to like watch the rest of the game out with your while your friends were playing and trying to survive. You know, yeah.
It's just I think that's why a lot of the H1Z1 fan base appreciate the game, because the game was more simple, if that makes sense, because it was like you look for an AR, AK, that's your choices, AR, AK, shotgun, you know. But you know, now there's like loadouts with attachments to make the gun better and builds and blueprints, and I mean, I think that's what I really missed that concept behind H1Z1, is because it was a simple, you know, it was more about shooting mechanics, you know, bullet drop, everything, you know, and oh man, it's just, I think that's what everyone misses, because that's, I think, was what made a good battle royale, you know. It was the concept of the game loot wise was good floor loot. I mean, like if I picked up an AR and you picked up an AR, it comes down to gun skill. That's the difference. It doesn't come down to what attachments you have on your AR compared to what I have, you know, and that's when it comes down to who's got a better shot. And, you know, and I think that's why anybody that played H1Z1, whether you played 1 hour of it or 70,000 hours of it, you know, is it that's what people missed, you know, the ability of who can shoot better, you know, down to the left, down to the left.
Yeah. But like enough dabbling about that old game.
It's hard not to. It's like that.
Yeah. We always come back to it every time.
Yeah. But,
yeah, so we took our break. Junket got his boat, that's his new baby. And I got the real baby, baby girl. And now we're back. We're gonna be looking for guests. If you have any ideas, like DM us, tag them on Twitter, whatever. Give us ideas. We're always open to rediscover people. And you know us, big or small streamer, doesn't matter. Everybody got a story to tell. So we're always, always happy to hear people's story. And I suggested a guest already earlier to Bobby. I'm not going to say too much about it. I got a few others already in my head that I can contact. And I think we're gonna find some cool people for you guys to listen to during the holidays. Last year we took our break around the holidays, but because we took our break earlier now, we're not in season 3 yet. But I think like we're gonna run for another good 2 months probably. Then we'll take a short season break.
Yeah.
And then we'll start season 3. That's kind of the plan we have right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know that we do have one person confirmed that we can announce who we're really excited about.
Tell me.
The Gucci Cowboy.
Oh, really? Is he like confirmed?
He is confirmed. He said when I was in his streaming, because he does his Fall Guys Wednesday, uh-huh. And I hosted him, and he was like, when are we doing it? If Blaze doesn't want to do it and you need a new co-host for a couple of episodes, you let me know. And I was
okay,
like,
okay, he's out. He's out. He's
out. But, you know, but like I said, it just, I mean, like with Volky, who we both love and respect to end, it's just a time thing. And, you know, we love bringing guests to you guys, but we also love doing these frag episodes where we can sit down and just talk with you guys. And, and I think in a way it's good because we get to tell kind of our little what's going on.
I think the idea we have behind it, and the idea I have behind it, but me and Junket think alike because we're both great minds, right? is that we do like one frag episode when we talk about stuff, and then we do a recorded episode with a guest, and then we do another frag episode where we maybe talk about that guest a little bit and talk about what's happening in the future or that week. I think Junket would agree on doing that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that it, for us, it works best because like we are constantly messaging people nonstop. Like I call Blaze the podcast stalker because he will blow up everybody and anybody. It doesn't matter. You know, and I do it my own way. Like, hey, can you message Blaze, please? You know, kind of stuff. But it allows us to relax a little bit more when it comes to our content. Not I don't mean that in a bad way. It allows us to concentrate on the podcast as well as our stuff, but also we want it to be more informative for people when it comes to creating content. I mean, we've done season one, we had a little bit of everybody, you know, and I would love to actually have podcast guests on here on this podcast that have their own podcast and talk about what they do. And because in the big picture, it's all content. It doesn't matter if you're a Twitch streamer, a YouTube streamer, a Mixer streamer. Oh, too soon. So I mean, it doesn't it doesn't matter, because whatever platform you're on, you know, like I like TikTok. There's a lot of great people on TikTok that I like, and you know, you're big in, you know, and for you guys that don't know, once again, Blaze was actually profiled in a huge Dutch newspaper for being the second most followed streamer on Twitch. Did I phrase that right?
They said I'm the second biggest streamer on Twitch, but if you look at it, they just look at followage, you know.
Excuse me.
At the people following you. Yeah. But somebody call a medic.
I'm good. I'm back.
Okay.
But still, though, I mean, I think it's achievements like that I'm happiest for. You know, I'm like, look, finally, people are realizing what this guy's doing. He's been doing for years, you know, and like any impact I think that we can have to anybody in a positive way is a win for people, like someone like me, you know, who's not very big at all. But I always come back from that esports management side, you know, it's always going to be there. It's like, you got this, you can do this, try this, do that. You know, the worst part about it is that I put so much concentration into people doing that I don't even do it myself. And it's the worst. But I'm trying to fix that. I've heard for about a year and a half, Blaze, stop doing that. Worry about yourself. And I was like, it's so hard. That's what she said, you know. So, I know that the plan for you guys as far as content that Blaze, you know, told you, I think is a great concept. Because, you know, yeah, it's great that we keep bringing you all these guests nonstop, but if we don't tell other stories along the way, it's not as entertaining, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it, right? But I don't know what it's gonna bring, but the Fragnum Lagging podcast is still there, even though you probably all were wishing we were gone because you're tired of our old man voices, you know. But we're still here. We're staying. We're not going anywhere. It's not because I stream in Dutch and Drunkett is in love with his boat that we're stopping, you know.
Oh God. The boat.
Miss your boat, right? Yeah, you've been sick and not been able to get, like, please, how is it to own a boat and what do you do? I don't know. I don't live in Florida. I have a bad, ugly smelling sea where I live, you know. It smells like fish, my sea. And if you swim in it, you're scared to like walk into how it's called, those blubby things, you know, it's full
jellyfish?
Of
jellyfish.
Oh yeah, there's
we have those bad here.
Here also.
Okay, I will tell you.
Yeah, but tell me, how is it? Like, you look forward to the weekend and you like wash your boat like it's all clean and prepare the bait. And explain right. The viewers that don't know the feeling.
All right, so like a boat is something that Shannon and I have always wanted, and I wish we owned it. We're paying on it, you know, but. Because we were at the point where we were like, okay, should we get a good used car, you know, and then it was one of those things that we've always wanted a boat, and we had been talking about getting a boat, and then like this person just posted, look, I'm selling my boat. My husband works in the oil industry. He's never home. And hold on one second. I got a call.
Yeah, he's dying right now.
So it was one of those deals that just, you know, the ones that like fall into your lap. And we're like, okay, well, we wanted a boat. Well, we'll make do with what we have automobile wise, you know, and So we got a boat, and I went and picked it up, drove it to her work. I was like, here's your boat, you know? And like immediately that weekend, we're taking it out. You know, it's probably the wrong concept. Like, you didn't test drive it or anything. Like, you know, it's not a car. You know, I can't like take, because it, we didn't want to, like, it's so like that feeling is like, okay, this is our boat. We're taking it out. You know, yeah, Florida has salt water, but we're saltwater people. And like we would hit the water. We took it out early in the morning, and it, we didn't come off the water till like the sun was about ready to come down. So it's just so, I think if you've been on a boat and you're like, we're in the Gulf of Mexico side because Gulf Coast is the best coast. Just being on the water is, it's something different. Like I love fishing, and we've never been skunked not being on the water, you know, not caught a fish of some sort, but just, I think just being out there, it's just me, Shannon, the boat, you know, and it's just something, it's like, there's no other feeling for me, for us. 'Cause like, you're on the boat, you're like, this is our boat. It's not paid for, but you know, we're paying on it, but it's our boat, and we've already named the boat, you know? It's so, but we haven't put the stickers on it yet, you know, but you know, it's so peaceful and tranquil, you know, just being out there, just us fishing the boat, you know, driving the boat around. It's just, I don't know.
Weren't you planning to stream from the boat? Because I did stream. I think you
did stream from the boat, and then,
oh, you did?
It was, the signal was so bad that it dropped the signal when I was like, all right, sorry guys. But you know, and unless I have a nice little imagine that, having a PC set up, Wi-Fi out of your mind, you know, streaming on the boat. Here we are, you know, but we're on the boat. But, and then you get back, you know, you bring it in, and then you're cleaning it, because salt water is really rough, you know? Like, if you were to drive your car into salt water and then back it up, it will ruin your car. Like, it will, like, start
I see so many people, like, when they drive in the boat, that they, their car, like, touches the water, they, like, need to rinse it off immediately?
Yeah. Like, it's, so it's, like, the boat-wise, generally, it depends on what time we get back, because if it's, like, dark, you can't go out there and wash your boat, you know, but like, you always wash clean, and like every time, like, you go out in the water, you're washing the outside of the boat, and then you wash the inside of the boat, and all that stuff, you know. And then, you know, the running joke is that in the States, boat stands for bring on another thousand, because it's a really like expensive thing, you know. But ours isn't a brand new boat. It's like a 2008, I think. So,
well, it's newer than you are.
Yeah. And you. So,
yeah.
So, but I mean, no, it's just one of those, is like the feeling of being on a boat is like, for me, being from Florida and being on the water all the time, you know, it's just, there's something about it, you know. And then once, you know, when your fame allows you to come, you know, go, when the Joaquin Blaze US tour happens and you come to Florida, we're going on the boat. You know, it's just so tough for us, because, like, I know people are going to say that, listen to this episode, and be like, oh, they live in Florida. Like, for us, winter is cold. I'm sorry. When it gets below 30, we're like, we don't want to leave the house. You know, and I've lived in, like, northern Japan. I've lived in Indiana, where we get winters, you know, and this is tough. You're like, eh, I don't want to even leave the house. And then being on the water, it's just, you know, after a while, you're like, okay, it's cold. I can wear a jacket or two. So, hold on, cough session, cough mute.
Okay, he's cough muting.
There we go.
Yeah, but like, it is like a dream of a lot of Floridians then, to have a boat, if I understand right, and to be on the sea and stuff like that, right? Is it not like expensive and stuff? Like, when I see it here in my country, you have to get a boat license, take lessons the different days, take an exam, and I'm like, fuck this, I don't want a boat anymore.
Well, like, for us, if you're old enough, unfortunately, I'm old enough, I don't have to have a boat license. I mean, you pay, like, your, you know, like, much like a tag fee, because each boat is, like, registered to that person, you know? So, you get a sticker, a Florida boat sticker, but I'm old enough, I don't have to go through to get a boat certification. So, but like younger people can't, because if the Florida, you know, boat, you know, the boating police roll up on you, you don't have that stuff. You're getting a ticket. You know, they have like, you know, boating under intoxication and stuff like that. So getting drunk and driving your boat, if you get pulled over, you know, in a by the boat police, you know, they're writing tickets, you know, and or getting arrested for driving your boat. You know, there's like so many different rules, you know. It's like in certain areas, you know, you can't go so fast, you know, and so it's like much like anything, you know. So it's just, I don't know, it's nice. I love it.
I was trying to count how many times you said no in a sentence, because you said it a lot in the last 5 minutes. Do. You know, no, that, you know, no.
I say that a lot, so don't judge me. But, you know, it's, dare I say it again, now I'm going to be cognizant of every time that I say no. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what I'm saying? Let's everybody wind back the episode and go and count and send us a message how many times you said it. But now people know the feeling that don't know about it.
But a majority of the population here in Florida, though, you will generally see a boat of some sort in their you know, their driveway. So it's just a nice freedom. I think like what's the big thing that people would do in Belgium to get away and relax? What, like, you know what I'm saying? Blaze?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, it was, I honestly, I thought, you know, I'm so used to streaming, I was confirmingly nodding my head, and then I realized, shit, I'm muted, I need to unmute myself and say yes, you know, my laziness, you know. But yeah, I totally know what you're saying. But anyways, now people know how it is to own a boat. There you go. That was the episode. We love you all. See you. No, I'm joking.
Bye.
But yeah, one of our future guests will be Volky, I hope pretty soon, because it's always time-wise, but we'll probably be able to do it somewhere in the weekend or something, stay up late or get up early like we usually do. We maybe should reach out to some other people that I'm thinking of, and we're back. We're back. We've never been gone. We've just taken a break. We just took a break. You know, I got really sick after jumping into my pond. You know, the fish died because it got such a big fish in there that they were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I died too, you know? A little bit. I got sick from watching that.
But that clip is epic. The clip you made from it, and my girlfriend filming it, it was epic. It was fun.
When are you going to put a ring on it, Blaze? That's all I'm going to say.
I got two rings. It's called Tyler and Talia. I always say a bond with kids is bigger than a bond in marriage in my eyes, but it's okay,
same thing here, you know.
I've been married before. I know what it is, and honestly, in my eyes, there's no big difference between a marriage and living
a solid
together.
Relationship. Yeah. I mean, it's,
I'd rather not have a marriage and be happily and live happily ever after and have kids together than have a marriage and get divorced like I did and be unhappily married for 11 years, you know?
Yeah. 18 here. But, you know, I agree with you. You don't have to be married to be in love with somebody. Look, this is how awesome this podcast is, because it's a relationship advice at the same time. So as Blaze types away on his Extrify keyboard. So it's just, you guys, we're not going anywhere. We just took a little bit of a break. No. It's our fault we didn't keep you guys informed, but we like surprises. Like, people are like, where are they at? What's
going on? Just so you know, Junkhead is not doing Battle Royales anymore. He realized he was really bad at it, even Fortnite. He sometimes has to still play it, you know, because he plays it with his fiancé. Anyways, I'm joking. I'm messing with you. But he's on the Minecraft grind as well, I saw. So a game I have never played and will never play.
The original Battle Royale game, Blaze. But I mean, I think that's what's really great. Is that Blaze 2 realized how bad he was, and he went to playing FIFA 22, which I now own. And eventually, when I get my team up to par, we will 1v1. You know, if I have to cheat, I'll bring in Terry to set up my team for me. You know, log into my account, Terry, VPN man, and set me up with a good team. So, like, and this is like, I promised Blaze that I would get FIFA 22 when it came out. And luckily, I was able to get it on Black Friday, you know. And it's just something that I'm I'm trying to evolve as a streamer, as a content creator, playing different things. Like for me, Minecraft is relaxing, you know, it's something different, you know. And like FIFA, the thing about it though is that you try not to be competitive, and a competitive game is not easy to do. And I get an excessive amount of red cards. So, but yeah, you guys, we're still doing our own thing, personal side, but we also.
Yeah, and I redecorated my whole room. Do you like it?
I told you I liked it.
I changed my camera. So many things I changed actually.
Did you change your hair yet?
Yeah, I actually cut my hair yesterday. I went to the barber shop.
Did you get the mandolin gone?
No.
Okay, then it's not done.
No. No. I'm still going for the full Viking style, dude. I got the whole side now shaved off, like razor blade shaved off the side, and you know, the beard is still nice, voluptuous and big, you know?
So yeah, it's just we gotta make Blaze's hair great again, you know. Get rid of the man bun. I don't think it'll ever happen, but it's just a kind of like becoming a running meme. You know, like I jokingly, you guys listen to this podcast, I sent out a tweet saying, if we did this, Blaze is going to shave his man bun off. And he sends me a fucking message right away. I'm not going to shave it. And I was like, it's a joke. Because I know that's your thing. First of all, if I could grow hair, I would have like massive ponytail. Or a good mullet.
I mean, I can imagine that you being an old school rock metal guy, you know, with your long hair, with your guitar, shaking your head.
I wish
fluffing that hair in the air, you know,
like I would just don't care. So rock that if I could grow it. Like literally one show when we went and opened up for Chevelle, I had some hair, but it was still receding at that time. And I was like, dude, give me a mohawk, you know? And like the guy gave me a mohawk, but my hairline was so off that the top of my mohawk was like curved a little bit just because I had
hair. Really?
Yeah. it was hilarious. So, but those are the good old days. So, all right, you guys. So just strap in.
Yeah, strap in. I have the Fragging and Lagging podcast ready to roll every week again because we're back every Monday at what time, Junkat?
It'll be 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what would that be?
1 p.m. In the afternoon in European Standard Time.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah.
It feels good.
You're ready for this? It's been a while. It feels good. We've been talking because I feel like I missed our talks as well. And I'm ready to roll. I'm gonna start annoying people again, or how you say it, stalking. To come on our podcast and to tell their story to our amazing listeners, because we would be nothing without you guys. And believe me, we never talk about numbers, because in a way we don't care if there's one person listening or 10 or 100. But believe me, we're above those hundreds and even more sometimes. So. It's amazing. We love the support. Thanks for sharing the podcast with your friends, and thanks for keeping on listening to us. And we're here to stay. We're here to share our experiences or find people that can share their experiences with us. And I'm looking forward to listening to a bunch of new stories from people again for the rest of season 2, which will end somewhere ending January, beginning February, I guess.
Yeah. You know, keep in mind, guys and gals, if there is a holiday, there might not be an upload that time, but we'll keep you guys informed. So,
if we're lucky, we record 2 podcasts up front, and you know,
yeah, just
we sometimes
ready.
Do. Yeah, so. Yeah. And maybe I was thinking, but this is off the fly, Bobby doesn't know, but maybe like once in a while, me and Bobby should do a stream on the Fragment and Lagging podcast Twitch together.
Yeah.
You know, now that he's got an amazing PC, he can probably run any game. So maybe we should do some fun stuff, me and him, for an hour or 2-3, just do a duo stream on the Fragment and Lagging podcast. And because I do miss streaming in English and I do have a lot of my English viewers still coming to the stream, and like Junkat, people answer them in English in chat, and I answer in English, and that's what I like about the Belgian community. They still talk English to people who don't speak Dutch, which is really nice of them. But I think this is it. This is a wrap for this episode.
And, it's such a wrap.
And if you're not fragging, you're probably...
Lagging. Download the episode, people.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Mom. 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 Get the camera. I gotta kill. Mom, I gotta kill. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, mommy, I gotta kill. Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner, undying to the gas.